with us on that coverage. Thank you.
And Greer Gassell.
I also vote yes. Thank you for working with us.
No problem.
Thank you for taking the long pass and rejuvenating it and not sending it to the landfill.
Okay.
That's it? Charles, for some reason, they approved you again.
Wow.
You guys,
quick question, Mr. Smith. You said a couple of things, just so when I write it up. Are you the contractor or builder?
I work.
You work. All right, perfect.
It'll make more sense on the next one.
It's you again? Now, this is the, what address, you're going to do another hearing, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Are you ready to go?
Lorraine has a...
I have to recuse myself.
Okay, Lorraine Salata is recusing herself. What's this?
This is the last application.
Yes. No, there's nothing after this.
She wants to go.
Silence.
Flyers are after this.
Charles, give us a minute and then we'll start.
Yes.
All right, Charles, you're up. Why don't you tell the board again, just give us an overview of what this application is about, and then begin your testimony.
Unfortunately, since it's a new application, I just have to swear the two of you in. So I know we got Charles Alexander and Robert Smith, correct?
Yes, sir.
Can each please raise your right hand, each swear affirm the testimony you'll give this evening will be the truth?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
I'm Chuck Alexander, owner of Cape Atlantic Construction. A few years ago, I was in front of this board for a variance for 109 South Frankfort to extend the decks, the three stories of decks, into the front yard setback. I guess we did such a good job that the neighbor closer to the beach wants the exact same thing. So 111 South Frankfort, the customer's name is Jay.
Jay Ash Katawala.
He's requesting pretty much exactly what we did next door. These houses are unique in the fact that they're reverse living, where the primary living space is on the third floor. So that's where their living room, their kitchen, their dining room, that's where they hang out, that's where they have the most amazing views. But the deck that comes off the front of the house is you know, 6x17 or 6x18. It's not really large enough to really enjoy that space. So just like the neighbor, he wants to extend that out about 4 feet to give us, you know, we'll end up with about a 10x18 deck. You know, we're going to extend all decks from the first floor, second floor, and third floor to maintain that symmetry to the building and to maintain our point loads that go all the way down. You know, in addition to the deck extension, we want to put a roof on top. You know, this is the sunny side of the house. This gets the afternoon sun. You know, gives you a little protection from the rain to use that space even more. So, you know, we're doing the exact same thing we did at 109. And it provides a little bit of privacy from the high-rise condominium directly across the street. So if they are on the deck, you only have a dozen floors looking at your deck as opposed to all 20 floors looking at you.
So 111 is the second house in from the beach. We gave 109 the third house in at the end of 2022 and then 2023.
So to my understanding, the first and second floor decks are allowed to encroach into that front yard setback, but the third floor one that's already pre-existing non-conforming because it's not within the envelope of the structure, that already violates, I think, some rule or setback. So I believe that's what we needed the variance for, that and in addition to the roof. So I think those are the two variances. Roger, correct me if I'm wrong, is the third floor deck and the roof, you know, coming out beyond the envelope.
Are you asking for exactly what the 109?
Exactly, yes.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Everything you said when you did 109, you're asking for this. No difference.
No difference. With the structure, everything's identical.
What's the depth of the porch?
Right now?
Closed or?
No, no, 109, I'm sorry.
109?
Yeah, from.
Is 10 feet.
Okay, and that's what you're.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, Ted.
Fine.
If I could come, the only thing I would ask, I like the idea, again, outdoor space, that's why you're down here. I don't mind the roof on the third floor. What I would ask, look, if you look, I went down there today, the neighbor, the one you did, they put those curtain walls up on the outside.
I saw that.
That would be a condition for me not to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Because to me, that creates, now, if you look at that street view on Google, that's a solid wall going up, two stories.
Yeah.
So I would say that would.
We can make that a condition of the variance?
That they couldn't put the permanent hurricane curtain, whatever you're calling.
We didn't do that.
I'm sure you did, but that would be a restriction to the homeowner, they couldn't do that.
Even the temporary isinglass curtains, is that what you're talking about?
No, no.
Curtain there to put up to block the sun, but I don't want to, that's a hurricane shutter.
Right. Well, they had the temporary isinglass as well.
No.
It's a roll down.
I want it open.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No barriers.
No barriers.
Yeah, what it is a.
No, that's ridiculous.
It looks like a. It looks like a roll down shutter, but it's fabric.
Yeah.
It's like a heavy duty fabric.
Does it roll up?
Should I remain open on the front?
Sure.
Something like that.
Yeah, they roll up, but I don't want to see the ability to close them down.
Yeah.
This is outdoor space, it's going to remain outdoor space. You know.
Yeah, that's.
I don't like.
Based on conversations with the new customer, I don't believe that would be.
I'm a little uncomfortable with the owner's not here. So that bothers me a little bit. I'm not sure how, honestly, Leo, Mr. Alexander's able to represent someone who's not here. I'm willing to sidestep that a little bit because you're not an attorney.
I am not an attorney. So I'm just a contractor.
You're standing here representing someone else's interest, not being an attorney. That's not. So I'm a little uncomfortable with that. And that's why I'm concerned about these walls. Well, I didn't hear that. You know, they're going to come to my zoning officer and say, you know, I didn't know I wasn't able to do that. So this has to be in the resolution. And a strict condition that those exterior decks must remain open at all times.
We get a certification from the owner that he agrees to that?
Yeah, something.
Otherwise, or absolutely.
Yeah. And so I appreciate the work you do here in town, and you do a good job.
Thank you.
But you're floating the line coming here without the applicant here.
Yeah, he should really, even if you have to sit him in the first, probably doesn't have to say anything except, I'm here, he's going to speak.
Exactly.
That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he didn't show tonight. He was well aware of it. I even sent him a certified notification like everybody else. He knew it was tonight. You know, I told him I've done this before. I'm not representing an LLC, so I thought that I could come as the contractor, that this was okay. What's that?
You can represent yourself in the last application.
I can't represent a customer?
You're no. No.
Okay.
That is, that I've seen it.
Yeah, you cannot represent it.
I've seen planners.
So then we can get the resolution notarized. You know, you're welcome to contact him. He did notarize the application. You know, however we want to make this official, he's aware of what we're doing. But I agree with you, he should have been sitting.
Resolution.
Yeah.
Like I said, I don't have any issues with the project. I actually like it. And I would support the variance with the condition that doesn't get closed.
But I think the conditions are right, Lance.
Okay, good.
And I would go further in describing just enclosures in general, whether they be temporary or permanent.
The shutter's talking about the shutter.
Ah, okay, it wasn't the question.
So is that something that we can have, if it's, have him sign and notarize and...
It's gonna be in the, I'm fine with the resolution.
We're gonna put a condition in the resolution that there can be none of these, the deck's gonna be open, remain open on the sides and the front. No, no curtain walls or...
No temporary or, no temporary or permanent, barriers or early closures.
Yeah, the open decks.
Of any type.
If it does, it completely changes the look of the street when you say it looks like there are bedrooms up there.
Yeah.
Can you make anything again?
But it's retractable, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not permanent.
So they're only putting it down when the sun's out and retracting it at night?
I believe the neighbor Alex, my customer from the past, he put them on to give some wind protection. And he's obviously leaving them down in the wintertime when he's not here. And like the mayor said, we have them all down the, you know, all winter long, and it looks, I understand your concerns, like I, you know, I... It's some kind of fabric, it's some kind of fabric to keep the rain and the wind.
They have them flat all over the place.
It's a fabric.
These are fabric, they're not hurricane shutters, these are like panels.
I can't tell what they are from the video, I don't wanna block it, I don't wanna close it. If they don't want the variance, that's...
I'm with you.
I'm a no without that being closed in any way.
It's,
I can't say any plainer than that.
Can we make that, take theirs down?
No.
Okay.
Based on my conversation with the customer, I don't think this, that'll be an issue for him whatsoever.
Good.
Well, he'll know it as soon as he greens it.
Absolutely.
Is there anything else we need to discuss when we're through this, this topic? Anything else?
That's it.
Drainage, you have gutters on it?
Yes, there will be gutters on every deck except the first one. To catch the, any runoff from the pitched fiberglass deck and with an appropriate downspout on the grassy side. All landscape coverage will be replaced to be exactly what's there now.
And the deck is an impervious surface, correct?
The second and third floor decks is a fiberglass
impervious
deck.
Surface.
Impervious surface. The first deck will be composite deck boards and, you know, so it will allow water to go through.
Okay. And railings, you know, all railings, you'll meet all building code.
Absolutely.
With railings and such.
Absolutely. I think we chose black aluminum on this one.
We're not part of the building code, so. And is there anything else we have to request, Roger?
No, I think we're good.
Okay. At this time, are you ready for a motion?
Yeah, I think we have to open to the public.
Let me go through some housekeeping here. Are you complete with your application?
I am.
Have you read Roger's report?
I did.
You agree with it?
Absolutely.
Accept it?
Yes, I do.
Okay. At this time, we're gonna vote on your application. Do you understand? Yeah, any comments you make here? You make, come on.
Open to the public.
And we have to open to the public yet. So beforehand, is there anyone in the public who wishes to speak to this regarding this application? Let the record reflect there is no one here to address this application or making any comment or request of thereof. So therefore, the public portion is now closed. At this time, you had mentioned that you're complete. So you're nodding your head, yes, you are complete. And we're gonna go to a vote.
Understood.
All right.
At this time, we'll read the resolution, it's all obeyed, we move on to the matter.
Okay, so they're extending all three decks out, but the variances pertain to the third floor deck. There's two variances, the third floor deck's supposed to be within the building envelope, and this one's not. And then therefore, it doesn't meet the front yard setback of 12 feet. They're at 10 feet, so 2 foot deviation there. The main condition will be that the decks will remain open decks on the fronts and the sides, and there none of these curtain walls or no temporary or permanent enclosures of the decks. no like retractable devices or anything like that. I think we made that pretty clear. The other conditions would be the standard ones. Anything else in Mr. McLaren's report? Any representations made during the course of the hearing shall be followed, and we'll get all permits and comply with all building codes.
And they'll be identical as much as possible to the deck on 109?
Minus the coverings, yes.
Minus the coverings.
And they'll do that. They'll meet that criteria.
All right.
Can I ask one question before we vote? What's the responsibility of the city if the owner of the property disagrees with the outcome?
We won't approve the resolution.
Okay. May I have a motion in a second, please?
I'll make the motion.
A roll call vote. State your reasons, please.
Mayor Kribel.
I support the application as described with the restriction that we're including. The buildings are identical. It's a useful addition to the space, and I vote yes.
Commissioner Langria.
I also support the application. I think it's an aesthetic improvement to the building, aesthetic improvement to the operation and the use of the building by the residents. Nobody objected to it. Usually you get neighbors come out and beach walk. So they already have it, so they know that it's happening next door. I think it's a good project, and I vote yes.
Joe Iannazelli.
I also vote yes, just like the property next door. That'd be a great time there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jay Cook.
I vote in favor of the application. I think it does several things. First of all, I think it advances the master plan. Because it adds to the resort nature of the community and the outdoor living style within the community itself. Secondly, I think with the high rise nearby, the roofing and so on a little bit helps give more privacy to the lower decks in there in the building. And overall, it enhances the utility of the building itself and without disrupting the neighbors' views in other ways. So I vote yes.
Dan Smith the third.
I'm also going to vote in favor. I think anytime you have the opportunity to add outside the space in that location, why wouldn't you do it? It's makes it great for the family, and I know your work, and I think you'll do a great job just like next door.
Thank you.
Mike Wiesen.
I'm voting for the good truth guys because they do what they say.
yes, we
and
do.
And I'm seeing them, everything done. And I'm in favor.
Peter Taco.
I'll also vote in favor of the application. I think the additional square footage on that deck, on all the decks, make them certainly a lot more functional and add to the usability of the space.
Greer Gaskell?
I vote yes. The addition will improve the property.
Wendy Bartlett?
I also vote in favor of the application. I think it looks great. Great job.
Thank you, Wendy.
Is the deck for the approval for the property is approved?
I'm sorry?
The variance is approved.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Have a good night, guys.
Good night.
is there any other business before the board? At this time, just want to bring it up to the, let you know, is that the subcommittee for the planning board has met several times. And we're near conclusion now with our work. Hopefully, perhaps before the June meeting, we'll be able to begin the process with Jim Rattelis this morning. And we'd like to bring the first draft to the board in June, if all possible. So that's where we stand.
Sounds good.
And So that's, we're moving ahead, and I'd like to thank everybody for their process and doing what they've done. Good job. So with that, if there's no other business or discussion, we have a motion for adjournment, please.
Make that motion.
Second.
Water. Water.